A loud roar echoes from behind me, and everyone falls silent. The battle stops for a moment, and all eyes turn toward the sound, towards me. The rumbling of giant footsteps causes rubble to tumble down the mountain, and I'm afraid of what is about to appear. Alesia's eyes meet with mine for a moment. What's left of the orc forces abandon the fight and scatter down the mountain pass. All the while, the ground shakes more and more from whatever creature approaches. I turn my back to the dwarves and princess, readying myself for what comes next. I receive a notification telling me I have a new message. You have been invited to join Alesia's party. Do you accept? Yes or no? I don't think twice before accepting. As soon as I join, I'm able to hear their private chat.
What the hell is coming?
Asks one of the lady dwarves.
Calm down. There is nothing that we cannot overcome together.
The voice is Alesia's. I'd recognize that voice anywhere. It sounds like music, and I let it wash over me.
Welcome to our party, Easel. I hope you're ready for a fight. Though, if I'm honest, you're a little out of your league here.
I was born ready, I say. It sounds a lot cooler in my head than when I actually say it.
For the princess!
One of the dwarves shouts. His long red beard is braided, and he carries a warhammer engraved with a writing I assume is dwarvish. He spins it in his hands, and it begins to glow. Everyone around me begins to cast spells and imbue their weapons with whatever magic they have. All I have is a lunging strike, but I'm full on mana, so I wait. A large, knotty head appears first. Giant, wide-set, angry eyes stare past me as it lumbers in our direction. I don't know how I made it past this creature on the way here, but I'm thankful I didn't meet him on my own. I focus on his stats and feel my stomach turn. Mountain Troll, level 60. Tough skin and a minuscule intellect make these creatures tough to stop. His gait is lumbering. Both arms drag low across the ground. One hand holds a large club bigger than my body. Drool drips down his chin and across his protruding belly. I look at the group I'm now a part of. Alesia is the strongest, a level 53 archer. Most of the dwarves are in the 40s, all warriors except for the one battle mage. And then me, a level 8 miner. Normally, I think they could take it, but their HP is so low that the troll could take many of them out with a single hit. A flaming arrow darts past me and explodes against the troll's chest. He lets out a deep grunt of disapproval, but is otherwise unaffected. The dwarf with the warhammer charges. His hammer connects with an explosion of light, and the troll stumbles to the right. When it regains its footing, the troll takes a hard stomp towards the dwarf, stunning him. I have to protect him. I'm a part of the group, after all. I run towards the troll and use lunging strike. My ability has no effect, and now I'm in his attack range. The only option I have is to attack. I slice at him with a large strike, and his health drops by a large sliver. I did more damage than the dwarf.
How did you do that?
Asks the princess, but before I can respond, I hear the crunch of bones beside me as the troll stomps the dwarf. I'm transfixed on the savagery when the troll swings his club, and my vision goes black.